something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah.
Listen, why speaking in tongues is so vital? Man's words are too corrupt for God. Man's prayer comes out like an abomination to God. But we don't know this. So in his mercy, he listens to us as we release words chosen by this word. And many times when you hear people say, my prayer didn't go above the ceiling, maybe that's what they're trying to express. But you know, it seems to bounce. And so they speak. They just have this sense of understanding that it's not going anywhere. So what? You pray in the spirit. When you pray in the spirit, there are words not chosen from this world, but words from the Holy Ghost. Didn't you notice that in writing the scriptures for us, the Bible says they were not written in words of men, but in words carefully chosen by the Holy Spirit? The construction of scripture was given to us by the Holy Ghost. Didn't you read it? So our communication from our hearts are not enough. So we're just giving it to God the way we want to. But God doesn't think that way. Here you are praying with your selfishness. So you present the words of God in all your selfishness. You want a shop. Why do you want it? Because you are competing with your neighbor. You see it? So, oh God, I really want this shop. So you are competing with your neighbor, and God sees the worldliness of your presentation. Are you following what I'm telling you? And so he cannot answer you. Okay, tell him you want a shop, but then let the Spirit begin to put words that are decent enough to communicate the deepest needs of your heart. Instead of presenting selfishness to God, you want a child because you want to fight your mother-in-law. Yes, it is true you have not been able to have a child. But the reason you now want a child is for your mother-in-law to know that you serve a living God. Your mother-in-law. Is it only your mother-in-law that must know? Are you following what I'm telling you? And so, when you are presenting that prayer to God, it comes worldly. And God distances himself from your prayer. And you wonder why you're praying and praying and praying and praying. And it's not working. You want to grow the church because you're competing with another church over there? And so, why is God going to answer you? There's too much worldliness in it. So, he's given us the Holy Spirit to give us a prayer language. Let me show you something. Book of Romans. Did you notice how that the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews how that Jesus offered himself through the Holy Spirit to God? He offered himself through the Holy Ghost. Maybe another day I'll talk to you about that. When you give to God, how you do it through the Holy Ghost. How you minister through the Holy Ghost. I've taught you before a long time ago. Maybe you go get the tape. And I explained ministering through the Spirit and the Spirit ministering through us. And I explained that there were two different things. I hope you remember. Yeah, I said open the book of Romans. Let me quickly show you this. Maybe you are praying for your family. Let me tell you, God doesn't want you in competition with anybody. Do you understand? Because every one of us is unique. We're not the same. None of us was made to be a copy. Do you understand? So you are not there to replace another person. Are you hearing me? There's something different about your life. And because of that uniqueness, you don't need to compete with someone else. You have come to the kingdom. Listen, you know, Esther was told by Mordecai, don't think that you will escape more than the rest of the Jews if you don't do anything now. Then he said, who knows? Who knows if you are come to the kingdom for such a time as this? What does that mean? He says, we don't know. Maybe God plans that in the process of time, when the Jews will be in trouble, there will be an Esther for their deliverance. He is saying, or he was saying, Mordecai was saying to Esther, who knows? Maybe this was what God raised you for. This is in the volume of the book. It is written of me. Then he said, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. I have come at the appointed time. Does that occur to you? Have you ever said that to yourself? I came at the right time. Thank God, I came at the right time. I'm here to fulfill destiny. I came at the right time. Hallelujah. I was still in the secondary school, still in my teenage years, when I was saying, the world needs me. The world needs me. That's when I was saying that. So I caught that vision pretty early. I could see it. One day I wrote in my diary, I was born as an answer to the cry of millions. God heard their cry, and I was born. So I've come at the right time. And when you have that kind of idea, what happens is, you know that your life is programmed to save souls. Your life is programmed to help people. Your life is programmed to be a succor to others. Then you don't join those who are always asking and begging, please give me this, give me this, give me this, give me this. No. You were born for a reason. You were born for a purpose. Are you hearing what I'm telling you now? You came at the right time. You are not a mistake on the scene. Are you hearing me? No, it's not a mistake at all. Maybe your father and your mother were not preparing for you, but God was preparing for you. Hallelujah. He knew you were coming. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. Yes. You came at the right time. Mordecai said to Esther, who knows if you are coming to the kingdom for such a time as this, a time of bitterness, a time of sadness, a time of sorrow, but we are looking to you for deliverance. Then he said, but if you will not do it, then shall deliverance come to the Jews from some other place. I want to fulfill my destiny, and I will. Hallelujah. I will, by the help of the Holy Ghost, I will. He's working in me to make it happen. Hallelujah, glory to God. I will. I was born for a reason. I will fulfill my destiny in Christ Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Nothing will stop you. Make up your mind. Nothing will stop you. You will fulfill your destiny. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. I said I want to read something to you. Let me quickly read it to you. Romans chapter number 16. Did I say 16? 15, sorry. Chapter number 15. I'm reading to you from verse 15. Book of Romans chapter number 15 from verse 15. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you in some sort, as putting you in mind, because of the grace that is given to me of God, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles. ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. What's it saying? See, the Gentiles were given to Paul. In other words, he was given a ministry to the Gentiles, which meant that he would present to God his fruits from among the Gentiles. And it says that the offering up of the Gentiles may be acceptable to God. In other words, Lord, that my ministry will be acceptable to you. That my preaching, that my teaching, that the souls I'm winning, that the work I'm doing will be acceptable to you, being sanctified of the Holy Ghost. And I pray to God from time to time. And I say, Lord, sanctify my work. Take away everything that is not of God from it, so that it will be acceptable unto you. So on the day of the revelation of Christ, when I stand before the Master to present my work, it will be free of every wrong motive, everything that was dirty, everything that was wrong that was not of Christ, presented before God, sanctified of the Holy Ghost. May your work be sanctified of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's one of the reasons we pray in tongues. So that as we present our words to God, the Holy Ghost will help us speak the right words. That will be free of all wrong motives. That will be free of everything that's carnal. He alone knows that language. And then he goes to the deepest part of our nature to pull out that which is of God. And takes away everything that is of the flesh. Can you say amen? And then before long, from praying in tongues, you go to the next level. And that level is not something that you do by yourself. But as you yield yourself more and more to God, you find that from speaking in tongues, you break.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ministry Center, Calabar, 16 Ayo Ata Street, off Barracks Road, Calabar, Cross River. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. Wednesdays, lunch hour service, 12 noon, and evening service, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0913-938-5842 or send an email to lwtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.